to a certain degree, I think everybody in Major League Baseball is streaky. Like, one of the terms that has always frustrated me through the years is people will tell you somebody's good, they're just not consistent. And I'm like, you do understand that that's what makes you good is consistency. The best are consistent. And if you're consistent, you're probably going to start, not be used in a pinch hit role. Pinch hitters, the guys you want as pinch hitters are specific against certain pitchers. They have value against certain, usually it's lefties against righties and righties against lefties. It's not always the case. And, you know, the idea of they need to get a whole bunch of, like, or a couple of guys that are consistently good in the pinch hitting role, I'm thinking, guys like that usually start. Those guys usually aren't available.
Sure, but, you know, when I think about it, when I talk about the last three guys on the roster that I just mentioned with Short, Perez, and Jamai Jones, two of those guys have position flexibility.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
The third one doesn't.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to sub one out for specifically only a bat, because how many times does Jamai Jones stay in the game when he's, you know, they switch DHs or whatever, you know, he's there for the at bat.
I'm not against what this guy's saying. Let me be clear. I just think what he's asking for, I'm not sure how many teams in Major League Baseball have what he's asking for.
Tigers had a luxury. When Abanias was doing it well and Jamai Jones was doing it well, that was kind of a luxury to have those guys off the bench and killing left-handed pitching. Here we go.
Top 10 in the last couple of years in batting average and OPS for pinch hitters. Right now, everything they're doing is bottom third. Is A.J. Hinch pinch hitting similar to Dan Campbell's fourth down attempts? People love them when they work and hate them when they don't.
We've made
that point a little bit earlier. I don't mind pinch hitting with a reliable bat, but when is enough enough with Jones? How long into the year are we going to go with him hitting 150? It's from Brady and Port Huron. It's a valid question, and it feels like...
feels like it's going to get answered real quick.
When he specifically said we need production from him, A... And
we got lefties coming up against Cleveland and Houston.
Cleveland and Houston series where he thinks they're going to see a lot of lefties. I don't know that he basically said two series, but Brady, I wonder, to specifically answer Brady's question, I wonder if it's, when do they play Houston? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? I think it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Might be a week from today.
So you got six games. I don't know how many at-bats you're expecting to see Jamai Jones get in the six games. I imagine he may even – I haven't looked ahead to see if they got left-handed starters, which would give you a couple at-bats in a game. But, yeah, I imagine he might get a handful of at-bats here. If he goes 0-for-5 with several strikeouts or unproductive outs, that's the other thing. It's the situation you're in. If you're not going to get on base, have a productive out. And now, a lot of these times, you may not have that opportunity because maybe there's nobody on base or there's already two outs. You know, but I think we're seeing a large enough sample size that it's time to make a move.
I keep saying it over and over. Logical doesn't mean it's right. It needs to be the right choice.
Oh, okay.
Just
make it right. So it's guesswork.
I don't know what – if you have logic on your side, I don't – that to me is all you can do. You put your guys in the best position to be successful. It's not working right now. There's a long track record of it having some success, pretty good success.
But what kind of comment is that?
I don't know, man.
Right. I don't care if it's
I'm not
logic,
sure how
just
to,
make it right.
I'm not sure how to debate that. I feel like
– I mean,
If you think, because is this person acknowledging, well, what AJ's doing is logical, but I'm mad because it's not working. Is that exactly?
I think it's exactly what he's saying. I think we're all on the same page if that's the argument.
Yep.
Which begs you to say, time to give somebody else a chance. But look, I'm reading into it. Does it sound like Jamai Jones is going to get another week trial here with a bunch of lefties that are potentially going to come his way? Kind of what it sounds like. And we'll see next week.
Chuck writes in, good morning. I've heard AJ explain the pinch hitting thing, pinch hitting BS multiple times today. He doesn't make sense. You gave the facts. The right-handed pinch hitters aren't performing this season. It's a big enough sample size. He isn't putting them in the best situation to win. Be smarter, AJ.
So the counter to that is going against the logic, right? And that is let Carpenter, let Colt Keith, let them hit against.
I think there actually is truth to that. They're going to go down with go down swinging. Their philosophy, whoever they are, they're going to be authentic to themselves.
To an extent, I don't know why I'm saying this. Maybe it's more of a feel thing. Did the Lions go for it on fourth as much last year? Did Dan Campbell change a little bit during the season?
I'd have to go back and look, but it's a valid question. I think it's
all situational. It's not you're automatically doing it.
Well, but you better learn from your mistakes too, yeah. Right? I mean, I think even how long have we been doing this show?
19 plus years.
Okay, we still evolve. We still do things differently than we've done in the past.
Yeah.
Kang, are we evolving or are we devolving? Oh, we got 10 seconds left. Kang's answer to our ear was 10 seconds. All right, we'll talk some NBA next. 97.1.